2 weeks ago, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration sent cease and desist letters to 11 medical marijuana dispensaries in Seattle. The letter said they're too close to schools. It was the first enforcement action in Washington since recreational marijuana was legalized last year. And federal officials say it won't be the last. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
Doug Gertis runs a co-op for medical marijuana patients in a small greenhouse off of Leary Way in Seattle. His collective garden is the only type of marijuana business currently allowed under state law.
We've been here 8 months and with no hassles until this letter that came from the DEA saying that we were in a prohibited zone.
The Federal Controlled Substances Act prohibits marijuana in any form, and it allows stiffer penalties if a provider is within 1,000 feet of a school, childcare center, or park. Gerda says he's not sure which facility he's too close to, but he plans to relocate. The DEA sent 11 of those letters in Seattle at the end of April, informing landlords and dispensaries that they must close or face possible forfeiture and criminal charges. Gerda says he hasn't had any complaints from neighbors. He says several are his patrons. He says he's also mystified since he attended public hearings to learn about Seattle's zoning policies for marijuana providers and never heard mention of the 1,000-foot rule.
I just think that when one government says it's okay, then the other government shouldn't come in and spank us like little kids and say, no, you can't do it. They should respect what Washington state government said and follow what the will of the people say.
DEA spokeswoman Jody Underwood says there's no new federal pushback. The letters are identical to others sent last year. She says the agency won't disclose the recipients for strategic reasons, but that citizen complaints play a role. Underwood says additional letters are definitely in the works and that the agency has received daily phone calls reporting new dispensary locations. She says the timing of the letters has no relationship to Washington's attempts to establish rules for recreational marijuana. John Davis owns dispensaries and heads the Coalition for Cannabis Standards and Ethics. He says the DEA's enforcement of the 1,000-foot rule is erratic. He says the agency targeted two dispensaries near a Seattle elementary school while ignoring a larger one that's even closer.
Does that tell me that they care about schools with these actions? No. In my analysis in this and previous rounds, schools are the last things from their mind on this. These actions are taken to tap the brakes.
Davis says ever since Initiative 502 legalized recreational marijuana last fall, investors have been hoping to cash in. But letters like this make them more cautious.
The letters are having what I believe their intended effect is, and it's keeping the big money kind of sitting there looking at each other and not doing anything.
The feds are in a tough transition time, too. They're trying to figure out how to send clear signals and to also be consistent.
That's Seattle City Council President Sally Clark. She's been working on the zoning plan for marijuana businesses. She says she doesn't see these federal letters as overly significant. Clark says there's no question marijuana businesses can face conflicting city, state, and federal regulations right now.
This transition time is going to be bumpy. There's no question about it.
Advocates for legalization say they're trying to make it through this bumpy time in hopes that some of these issues will be resolved once state-licensed retail stores open for marijuana as early as the end of this year. But John Davis says that will be just the beginning of the collision between state and federal law.
In December, the will of the people is going to touch the Controlled Substances Act, and weird stuff is going to happen.
He doesn't know exactly what.
No one does. I mean, this has never happened before. I can feel my world just getting more and more surreal with each passing day.
Like a marijuana rally featuring Seattle's police chief, city attorney, and a top state regulator? That was the Cannabis Freedom March in downtown Seattle last weekend. City Attorney Pete Holmes is a prominent legalization advocate and supported Initiative 502. As for the recent DEA letters, Holmes says it's progress to see the federal government engaged in selective enforcement rather than blanket shutdowns. He says he hopes I-502 can go forward without federal intervention. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.